Hello and welcome to episode 156 of the Drive the Green podcast. I'm your host, Matty B, joined as always by Bronel, Harv, and Knoop. On this episode, we are going to recap the Bay Hill Invitational, won by Mr. DeChambeau. Put on a show, Mr. DeChambeau. We're going to get in the news as we always do. It's the Players Week, so we got a lot to talk about with regards to the players. We got in the news. Harv's prepared a great episode for us tonight, producer Harv.
We got some big news to talk about too.
And big news to talk about. Plus, we got a bracket recap. We're the one seeds are almost finished. Lots to talk about. Before we get into all of that, we want to thank our sponsor, Player Golf, PLYRGolf.com. Use the promo code DriveTheGreen. New line is dropping April 1st on Player Golf.
Can't wait.
So we're three short weeks away.
I'm also excited.
Yeah, very excited for that. Also, some big news. The boys are a member of Team Callaway now. So... Well, I guess Callaway is a sponsor of the pod because we're on Team Callaway. So
cannot wait for that.
Yeah, very excited about that as well. We're also a member of the Saskatchewan Podcast Network, proudly presented by Direct West. And they're doing a little bit of a blitz with Department of Highways right now. And lo and behold, the southern half of our beautiful province is going to get smashed with snow.
I think you jinxed it, actually. Last week you said, it'll be gone by the weekend. And now it's going to be back.
But it was gone by the weekend.
You're right.
But smash is a bit coming immediately back. I don't think we're getting that much. We'll see. Yep.
Well, you're ever enough, the optimist.
Enough for me not to drive on the road tomorrow.
Oh, absolutely. Yeah. That's a no-brainer.
If you had plans, they are off. Hey,
he's already called it off.
Yeah.
Those. You look at the highway hotline and it's yellow. No, not worth it.
Not today. Yeah.
Winter conditions exist. I'm a summer guy.
Yep. Yeah. There's always tomorrow, man.
Yeah, so we might as well get straight into
my motto.
Straight into weeks, because we got a pile of stuff to talk about.
I'll go first.
Yeah, I'd love to.
I'm proud of my week. I only had one beer, one drink this week, and it was forced upon me by Canoe.
Which day was that beer? I need to know.
It was actually Wednesday after our fitness class.
Wednesday, March 3rd.
Yeah.
The only day this year that you'll have a beer. Mark that in the calendars.
So,
but you said you weren't going to drink all of March, and I need to bring up you made it 3 days.
Yeah, well, but I
two days. And don't forget that he said tonight he wasn't going to have one. And he's like, Matty, if you want to bring some beers to the studio, I'll probably have one.
When people say, you know, after a night of drinking, they say, oh, I'm never drinking again. That's just a figure of speech, you guys. Like, nobody actually means that stuff.
That's different than you coming on the pod and be like, I'm not drinking for March. I just ain't.
Well,
there was
reason to celebrate last Wednesday with the Callaway and, you know, announcement and all that. So I thought, what the hell?
You'd have one.
But
then it hit your lips, and now you're going to have two, and then this weekend you'll have 16. And
then Matty brings his beer fridge over, and it's right beside me, right there.
Well, I thought it was time the studio had a beer fridge, so I happened to put the beer fridge 3 feet from me and 3 feet from Bruno. Obviously, we're 6 feet apart. So
I'm at 124 and 66.
Okay.
Okay.
That's not bad.
Not bad. You've taken 3 days off.
Well, no. I had one drink in 10 days before tonight.
So. That's a good point. He makes a good point.
Also, I went for a run today. So look out.
Four, impressive. 4K. Quick 4K run.
Quick four. Yeah.
Knee was bothering you.
After three. Just about quit. But then I had to get home.
Yeah, you were so far away. That's the worst part about taking runs, hey, is you have to gauge how far away to get from home because you still have to turn around and come back.
Yep. You just don't go for a run.
Yes.
Hey, man.
No one likes running.
Did you have any birdies this week?
No.
No birdies. All right. I'll go. Casual week for me. I had eight and eight in March so far.
Yeah. You're toast.
I'm at 78 through 36. 36? No. That can't be right.
66.
66, yeah. 78 and 66. That's not bad.
Yeah, you're toast.
I do have one quick story to tell. Just... we'll get a little off topic here. A little dad moment for me. Took the kids fishing on Saturday. And so we don't get out fishing too often. So anyway, set up little man with a bobber on his hole. So we're like, buddy, if he's six, if that thing goes below the water, run. He's like, what do you mean? Just start running because he can't reel it in. Obviously, there's bobber on it. I would say no more than 3 minutes later, all of a sudden this kid is sprinting down the ice and this fish, it looked like a damn cartoon book. Fish comes flying out of the water. So that was hilarious. And then we're like, okay, well, might as well keep him going or whatever. He caught five fish on the weekend. I caught one.
I've heard that place has no fish.
Yes, this winter, so did I. So far.
And those were decent sized fish.
Yeah, so we went. I heard that
not bad.
Buffalo Pound, our local lake. I heard fishing's been terrible the last couple of weeks here. We caught between four of us. We caught 20 fish in 3 hours.
Jeez.
So I was like, okay. Well, good luck.
Do you want to bring up the butcher job you did of the fillets?
Yeah. Or? Well, then I guess since you brought it up, so then we decided to keep them because I'm not what you would call an outdoorsman butcher type.
We're all 20 fish caught perch.
Yes.
Okay.
So then we caught. After about seven, we're like, well, we should probably just keep some of these. Like, we're on a pretty good hot streak. Maybe it'll continue. Let's keep some and have a fish fry. Guy with us that fillets fish all the time. He lives in Saskatoon, met us there. Okay, we started keeping them. So we kept five. And then as we're going, okay, let's shut her down, go back to town, have a fish fry. He's like, yeah, I got to go back to Saskatoon. I'm not going to be able to come. So rather than throw them away, I'm like, you know what? Fuck it. I'm going to do it. Bring him back home. We got home at 3 o'clock. 5 o'clock rolls around. I'm like, fuck, they're all starting to die now. I can't just throw them in the garbage. If someone heard that I kept these fish and threw them in the garbage, I'd never hear the end of it.
Oh, that'd be way
worse. So then I pulled up the YouTube video on how to fillet perch and watched about four different types just to make sure I had the technique down. I fucking did it.
They're not easy fish to fillet.
No. So I went out and bought a filleting knife, did all this. I would say I probably got 70% of the meat off.
It's not bad. It's pretty good.
So, and it tastes delicious.
Yep.
Now I can say I did it. I would do it again easily. Just got to conquer those fears.
I think I'm in about 17 group chats with you and about 14 of them got hit with the bragging about it.
Well, that's good if we go fishing this summer for
how many
of
you filleted, bro?
We got someone that can fill it.
How many of you filleted?
This year, zero. Haven't
in
gone
lifetime.
Fishing. Not saying.
Yeah. But when he does, you'll hear about it. Yeah. So yeah, that was, it was fun.
I thought you were a guy who doesn't touch fish.
When they're alive, no, I don't touch them.
Okay. So about that too, these things definitely weren't dead. So when you cut into them and they start flopping around, it's something else.
Yeah.
Well, you have to kill them before. You take it and then you take your fillet knife right when you catch them and you just stab them right in the head.
Well, yeah.
Quick way to go.
In retrospect, I should have done that and then let them sit in there for 2 hours and then it would have been a lot easier. But yeah, cutting into it is still alive. It's flapping all over. And then as soon as you pierce the skin, it lets out the poof of air. Just like catches you off guard.
Yeah.
Yeah. So anyway, that was fun. Oh, people listening to this are like, I can't believe these guys.
Some people might have shot it off already. I don't know.
That's hopefully that fishing pod that follows
us isn't
listening because our credibility is shot.
Yeah. Or a golf podcast.
Maybe they tell golf
podcast.
Stories like this on their pod.
Yeah, that's true.
Yeah, yes. I didn't even hit the ball.
Yeah.
I broke 100.
Yeah.
We can only hope.
Yeah.
So I'll go next.
It's an open forum. We're honest here.
Yeah. Yep. I didn't do much.
No birdies, sorry. Sorry, no birdies.
Oh, no. Oh, you did boots count already too?
Yeah.
Yeah, I didn't do much other than my kids got new like slush pants suits. And they thought those were essentially scuba suits because we were out in the field and they were just like diving into this and just swimming.
Yeah. Face first in the puddles.
Face first in the puddles. Like the big ones in like the fields. Like we went around this area. There's like the acreage area and the big ditches in there. They just run and just like belly flop into those things.
Yeah, it makes sense.
And it's just
outdoor swimming in the winter.
Yeah. They and like it was warm, but like that water's cold. They didn't have a care in the world. No. Like it was just the best day of their life.
I think there is that point with kids where you're like trying to keep them clean to a certain point and then they get past that threshold and you're just like, yeah, go ahead.
Do that's what it was. Want. I was like, hey, don't, it's pretty deep in there. And then the first one ran and just fell. And then it was all over. No turning back now. We're having a bath when we get home anyways. So
yes, who cares?
But other than that, didn't do much. No birdies. Booze, also no booze, surprisingly.
Zero.
Here's the thought though. 66. I thought about having a drink this week. I thought about
it. Oh, Team Callaway news.
Yeah, but I didn't. So
real feel good story again.
Yeah.
October 3rd, you said, was the last one? That's pretty good.
That's really good.
Yeah. My week, not too bad. 7. 3 days. Yeah. I was 82 up until the end of February. So now I'm at 89.
So you're ahead. What are you at? 120 something?
124. Yeah.
Yeah.
That's 16 in one day.
There, weeks. Couple weeks. That real big windstorm, I don't know, 2 months back, blew a bunch of shingles off my garage. So the weather was real nice on Saturday. So fix that. Way harder than I was anticipating. Took me probably an extra hour longer than I thought it was going to take me. But fixed now. Good to go.
Nice.
Yeah. Ready for the rain.
Reminds me. My wife was on me about taking the Christmas lights down this weekend. But it was on Sunday. And I was like, I'm watching the Arnold Palmer. Also, there's still a tiny little bit of snow on the roof. So I'm not going up there.
That got passed around my house. And risk. I said, we'll just wait till it gets even nicer.
There's always tomorrow, right?
I find there's always tomorrow. With like shingles, that's a good thing to bring up. It just reminded me of a story when we were like doing stuff around my grandma's house when she was too old and someone had to like do the shingles on her barn. I'm like, how hard can this be?
You say on her barn?
Yeah, like she lived on a farm. Yeah. So like on their barn, like a bunch of shingles blew off. So I'm like, how hard is this? You just nail them on. But like I had no idea like how to like where to stop. So I just ended up like doing like a line like all the way up and like over so you could finally overlap it. Like I had no clue. So it was like that thick compared to like the regular ones. Like, I mean, it probably works.
Filleting a perch is a lot easier than shingling a barn. I'm telling you that right now.
I would agree for sure.
Yeah. But one thing I started a couple weeks back is getting groceries Saturday morning, 8 a.m. My wife and I make the list. And I just go bring some ear pods, throw them in, throw on a podcast, throw on some music. It's awesome. There's nobody there at 8 a.m.
I know.
You got the whole place to yourself. And you're just walking around, listening to your thing. No one's bugging you. No kids with you. The best.
Nothing's worse than going like I always go Sundays at like 8:30, 9 o'clock. But 2 weeks ago, I went Monday at like noon because I just on my lunch hour. I went there, almost fought someone. Like I almost beat up an old lady, and she was just like standing, like reading the label on something of right where I needed to be.
They just stand there. They just fucking stand there.
Sitting there like. Like not being quiet about it either. And she just had oblivious to it, and it was like, no, not that one.
I know.
And then so never again. We'll go hungry before I do that.
That reminds me of, I don't know what it is, like it's not a phobia by any means, but you brought up putting your ear pods in and just like all you can hear is music or a podcast and do what you need to do. And like obviously on campuses all over the world now, it's people do that, and all they're doing is listening to things. I absolutely cannot not hear what is going around. There's got to be other people that feel that way. I can't put in headphones. I can listen to music all day, but I'd have to like have it on speaker on my phone, listening to the music, so I can hear if someone says "Hey," or if "Get out of the way," or an accident, or something like that. Like I can't deal with not being here.
Just in case somebody's talking about you or something like that.
Just situational awareness.
Up behind you.
Situational awareness.
There has to be a name for that. There has to be.
There's no guaranteed way that I'm the only person that feels that way. There's got to be tons of people that can't wear headphones and not be aware of the sounds going on around them.
Yep. I'll give you that.
Yeah. So anyway, you guys want to talk about Bryson now?
Let's talk some golf.
Let's talk golf. So
first thing I want to say is I prefer it with fans.
Oh, it was way better. So
we talked about how, you know, it's not that bad without fans. It's better with fans. Harv, come on.
I was also team no fans, but yeah, it's significantly better.
Yeah.
Like significantly why is it better?
Why is it better?
Just reactions.
Yes.
Yep. Mm-hmm. Straight up reactions.
The golfers get more excited. They get pumped up. You see some emotion. I like to see that.
Yeah. Yeah. It just changes everything about the tournaments.
Yeah, I agree.
And Saturday, I mean, it was a complete electric factory that whole round.
Yeah.
Well, not only was that, but if we're talking the coverage, the fans, the golf, the people that were up in the leaderboard, and then it all kind of ties in. We'll talk more about everyone on the leaderboard, but it ties into Bryson in the practice round talking about going for 6, and then everyone's like, oh, is he going to do it? Is he going to do it if he's in contention? And then the first round, nope, didn't do it. And then on the weekend when it starts to really amp up both times,
and he's almost leading.
What's that?
Which I said, and he was almost leading the tournament, which yes. made it even more insane.
More crazy.
Yeah.
Okay, I'll give you the fact that when he hit that on six on Saturday and did essentially a Happy Gilmore type moment, that was pretty cool with fans.
Yeah.
It was so cool with fans. And then the anticipation of, will he do it again? And because the wind was up even more, will he go a little bit further, mm-hmm. further left? And then did. Everyone was amped up and he's in the lead.
Yeah.
It's just like,
I kind of wish he was like
unbelievable.
T39 or something like that. So you had the stones to just go right for the green.
Yeah. 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 Or was out of it on Thursday or Friday and just said, fuck it, let's go.
Exactly.
Yeah.
It was.
But I mean, Spieth stole the show on Saturday, like completely.
Yeah, I know Knoop's,
that was insane.
Knoop's team. Knoop is team Spieth, but he just doesn't do it for me.
I just wrote down he's not Jordan Spieth still. He still isn't. Like, he doesn't look the same. He doesn't have the same swagger. He still hits way too many loose shots.
He still describes every single putt he has after he misses it.
Or yeah, but we also saw Bryson doing that too.
Yes.
Well, we already know Bryson's annoying as
Bryson
attack.
In the
we
sand know. Was embarrassing.
Yeah.
When I he agree. Was like, come on.
I think we'll talk about bunkers.
But then, I
later.
Mean,
I hope.
Typical 75 for Jordan on Sunday.
Standard, you want to talk the about standard how the standard. Big of a coward you are? Or?
Yeah, I am. I was going to bet Canoop, you know, again, six beers on the pod.
So
over under
exact,
73.5.
The exact words were, I'm not betting because I don't want to have six beers. I'm not drinking. You're having one right now. You're going to have another one. What's the other 3.5?
And I also said, I'm pretty sure he's going to shoot 75 or 76 today, yep, which he did.
Yeah.
And I just.
That was a very normal score.
I didn't
score
want
out
the
there.
New guy having to slur oh, words God. Again on the pod.
True.
Like,
well,
it
thank
was pretty
you.
Embarrassing
I
that one week.
That. I appreciate that.
You're such a team player.
Okay, so we're not talking. Nothing else with Bryson.
Oh,
well, I got
oh,
tons
yeah,
of stuff.
Oh, yeah,
okay, good. Okay, all
like,
right.
Like yeah. he, everyone was saying like how he overpowered the course, but did he really? Like
no,
I would think say so. Like he was in the
there's
rough.
A few, and, there's a few aggressive lines.
I but think like what was it, 16, where he hit in that bunker and had to chip out? Like I don't yes. know. Maybe you yeah. should have laid up there, Bryson. You could have went for the green. It's only 400 and whatever yards. The yeah. guys were hitting 9 irons into that green.
Mm-hmm.
I think the only part that I could agree with that overpowering part, yes, some of his tee shots on the par fives. And those dog legs, but when he did get in the rough, right, similar to when he won the U.S. Open, his bomb and gouge out of those positions when he was getting in the rough was overpowering, right? He had that one where he almost looked like, I can't remember that Asian golfer's name.
Oh, Sung Choi.
Yes.
Yeah, he kicked yeah, the leg up.
Like big yeah. kick out of there to put it way up in the air and got it on the green and two-putted, made par on Sunday, right? I would say that is his biggest overpowering, more so than
yeah,
his tee shot.
There's a lot sure. of, back and forth of if you really want to punish this style, then just grow out the roughs and yeah. make accuracy a premium. Well, that's exactly what they did.
Yeah.
And it's almost like he's better in those scenarios.
He for
but
sure
other
is.
Guys aren't.
Yeah.
It's like if you're going to do that, it's going to help Bryson.
Yes.
Because like it's got almost those, like just him.
Yeah. He's got the longer shafts, right? So he can get larger club head speed. Right, and he has higher loft on it, so he's getting that ball up in the air, easier to get out, land softer on the green. It makes it way easier for him.
Yeah, yeah. And he's hoping that they yeah, continue this
for sure.
Yes,
yeah. I mean the conditions were pretty tough on Sunday,
and plus real those tough. Big fat grips, you can't roll the wrists yep. as much. Like he's got some cheater equipment a little.
His
bit.
His putter is yep. the stupidest thing I've ever seen.
His putter is his stance.
I hate it.
Well, it's I thought silly. There was a rule that it couldn't be too upright, and his looks very, very upright. Yeah. I mean,
oh,
obviously,
really?
it's within the rule. I know there's that whole Curb Your Enthusiasm episode about it.
Yeah,
but
he made a couple bombs on Sunday, and his putting is actually very underrated. His wedge
he's
game
so
stinks,
nails.
But
yes.
his off the tee is obviously you know pretty good, and then yeah. his putting has just been
his wedge game reminds me of Wolf. Like they got such interesting swings that it's. I don't think you can like slow it down enough.
Yeah.
Like,
yeah.
it's got to be. Yeah,
like, I know they. So they always talk about it on the broadcast when he puts it in the bunker, right? Oh well, his sandwich is so long; it's a
yes.
hard shot for him. Well, I think the same is true, honestly, with his wedges.
Yeah, it was the par 5, 14th where he was in front in two, mm-hmm. and they said, yeah, he pretty much chunks his sandwiches because he just can't get it
out.
His shaft is too long. Can't
even six other. On Sunday where he hit it in that bunker. That's like 50 yards away. And then that was a terrible shot that he hit out of that like spun back down the hill. Right.
Mm-hmm.
Like
Him and Westwood were in the same spot after two shots.
Like that was advantage gone.
Yeah.
Yeah. I had other things. I thought it was interesting. Like his caddy carries a compass on his necklace for the yardage books.
Yeah. I think Bryson makes him do that. Or?
I think that's important, though. Yeah, right? If you know where the wind is all day, and you're, well, like Bryson on 9 on Saturday, right? Way in the way right of 9, right? Where you had to exit that entrance.
Yeah, yeah.
Right? And you have a compass. Okay, well, I know the wind is northeast.
That's not a wind meter, though.
Well, here it is.
Compass
no, no, no.
Compass
I know.
Compass is the two points, isn't it?
He knows where it's the...
The point the is, direction. Though, if you know the direction in which you're facing at all times, then you know the northeast wind is helping or hurting or cross or wherever. Yeah. Yeah. You always know where you're standing and which direction you're shooting.
And where how the wind is going to affect it.
Pretty savvy.
Yeah.
And he's not carrying it. His caddy is.
That's right.
It's a necklace.
Yeah.
All types of little...
So, that's pretty neat. You got that text from Tiger, I guess.
50-50 chance he actually got that text.
I mean, he had to. You wouldn't, like, he was pretty emotional about that too. And
I wanted Tiger's Twitter to come out and say, like, I did not send that text.
But they're buddies, you could see it, right? If he said, oh, Patrick Reed texted me this morning or something, then you'd be like, I don't know about that. But
yeah, go choke this one away.
Yeah, but exactly. Like,
Bryson.
But like that text was kind of weird too, about maybe it, he probably like paraphrased it a little bit, because I don't think Tiger was saying like Mr. Palmer would want you to play bold, and Mr. Palmer and me think you're the best. It was paraphrased for sure.
Was that after all the sponsor shoutouts? Or
so he doesn't miss a chance to throw those guys' names out there.
Did you guys hate that, or did
I
you
didn't
guys
see it?
You just me.
Yeah, I mean, I don't like that. Like, that's the one thing about NASCAR that I can't like. I'll dabble in some NASCAR watching, but definitely not interviews. The Pepsi Cola, Scotty's toilet, toilet paper, 45 cars really running hot this week. Like, just like trash like that. Like, I can't stand. Reel off like 7 different sponsors.
Yep.
Just feels a little bit off.
Bryson was the first American since 2015 to win this tournament.
Yeah.
I thought that was kind of interesting.
Yeah. Back to the Tiger thing, I was hoping that he might, instead of saying that he didn't send it, he'd be like, yeah, I sent that text to like 6 guys. So that in the post-game interview,
there's a group chat.
Like,
I sent Westwood's before yours, actually.
Oh, yeah, Tiger sent me that same text. You hear Lee yelling.
Yeah.
And the trophy, as like, I hate that they got rid of the sword. Like,
They got the cardigan, though.
The cardigan, just like the Masters trophy sucks. But the green jacket
the
is cool.
Yeah, that's what it is. Yeah.
And same with this one. The red cardigan is cool. The little tin manufactured guy on top of a mountain.
Yeah.
Not so cool.
I mean, the cardigan's pretty sick.
Are we talking Connors or no?
I think he got second. Who are you thinking going? Lee?
Yeah.
No, I was saying he gets second chat rather than Lee, but...
Sure, talk Connors.
Harv's producer, you can go.
Yeah, well,
I didn't even put Connors on my list because I knew you'd have him in Canadians.
Well, I mean, it kind of turned into a Bryson versus Lee match play almost, like a couple of linebackers out there just
hanging out. Until Corey drilled eagle that 16, eagle. Yeah. And then I was like,
kinda
he might be in it. Yeah, kind of. Yeah.
Yeah.
But anyway, go to Lee. Go to Lee. We'll talk to Corey. Talk about Corey later.
Yeah, you turn back the clock. He's still one of the best drivers of the golf ball that there is at 47 years old.
Ball striker's paradise. Told you guys all last week. Kept saying it.
Like twice.
I told you to pick Connors.
How'd you finish?
Yeah, I was just about to say.
I picked the winner, so.
That's okay.
What else matters? I don't know.
I like that Lee came out and said he doesn't think they need to roll back any distance. Like, it's just. He's 47, and he was right there.
Yeah. He just can't putt.
Yeah.
The only
We're short game.
No.
I mean, it comes up every time that these guys, I don't know, destroy a golf course, basically. It's like, got to roll it back. But the argument has always been, why are you making a rule based off of the pros?
Yeah.
Let them have their own set of rules. And this is just, even still, it doesn't even make sense because guys like Westwood and we're getting into the players where Jim Furyk finished second 2 years ago.
Yeah.
It's like, you don't need to do this stuff.
Yep.
Because there will, who's going to play the best that week?
Yeah.
So. It comes up every time Bryson wins.
And here's the thing.
Yeah.
He doesn't win every week.
No. Like
if he was winning every week and just rolling over everyone, maybe you'd have a case. But the fact that he doesn't.
And it helps. Like I said, he's a great putter. He puts it, like, he's at the range at night. He's the last guy out there.
Yeah.
Guy practices more than Vijay almost.
I think if they can.
Yeah, you should have said
that. I'll take it back.
Immediately. You almost didn't let yourself finish.
If they can somehow kind of cap what it's at now, I think that that's a good place to start. I don't think they need to roll anything back, because if everybody starts hitting it, like Bryson, then we might be in trouble. It might be fairly boring. But keep it where it is. Don't let anything kind of progress from here.
And that's the thing is, if you kind of cap it where it is right now, then guys will have to make the commitment to do what Bryson is doing order to do that. And I don't think many will.
Lots of people, like Matt Fitzpatrick, that's what he said. Ah, I don't want to do that.
Yeah.
No.
Yeah, there's a million ways to skin a cat.
Yep.
So another thing that took the Twitter world by storm was Westwood's divot.
Oh, on 18.
People saying that you should get relief.
Well, you can get relief from literally anywhere else.
Bryson got relief from that sprinkler.
Yes.
Spieth got relief from something? No, maybe not. But yeah.
I don't think so. Like, I get what you guys are saying.
You shouldn't be punished for being in the fairway having a shitty lie.
Yes, I agree. But at what point do you stop it?
Because everybody's going to slow down play.
The answer is that's the point.
It could be a week old. Yeah. It could be a week old divot that is almost repaired itself. Right, and you're like, I don't like this line.
Patrick Reed's going to be out there just stick-handling balls around.
Exactly, right? Everybody, you're going to be asking for relief all over the place.
Guy's just going to take like 20 practice swings. Like, if he hits a good drive on Saturday, he's just going to take 20 practice swings with a divot just in case it rolls into there.
You should be able to tell what's a divot compared to a week old.
It's just a hard... The rules are already very... gray.
I would go the other way. You can't replace anything. If you get plugged, TS.
Yeah.
Unless it's like casual water that like you can tell is casual water and it's plugged in there. Yep. If not, hard luck, man.
Yeah. Or you know what? You hit it in the bunker, but you don't rake it.
The bunkers should never be raked. We can't talk about this enough.
Done.
You hit it into the hospitality tent, you don't get relief.
Yeah.
You hit it into a fucking tent.
You hit it in the fairway. You're in a sand divot, which is a worse lie than a bunker.
Yeah.
That are completely raked all the time.
Yep.
Yes. It's just, there are some little rules. That's why it's best playing with just your buddies. You can do whatever you want. Yeah. Foot wedges. Right.
Hey, you guys see this lie?
Yeah. Yeah. I can move this, right?
Yeah. Already did, so.
I also wrote down, it's impossible not to cheer for Lee Westwood when he's in there.
I just love that he doesn't give a shit. Like, his fiance is on the bag. He's just out there having a good time. Like,
I wrote down that she's obviously had some work done.
That's all you wrote down, eh?
That's it. Yeah. Just take. Yeah, I mean, probably.
Yeah, I mean, why not? You got the money.
Well,
he's made a little bit.
Heading in the fridge there, bro, now?
Yeah, that's all I had about Lee. I mean, yeah, and he really puked it away. Like, he missed some bad putts there.
Well, he went on 16, right? He made birdie on 16 when Bryson made a shitty par.
Mm-hmm. Bryson parred all the holes in the back, didn't he?
Yeah.
All nine?
Yeah. I think 13 in a row?
Yeah, Lee missed some two bad putts on the back nine that he should have made.
Yeah.
On that par three, three putted, and on 16 there,
It was a great two putt on 18. I'll give him that.
Yeah, you put the pressure on Bryson.
Yeah.
Yep.
Bryson left himself with a little meat too. Yeah, I didn't think he'd make it.
Oh, and then Bryson the showman steps off after he's lined it up and puts it back
down. The showman.
See, but that's the best part about having fans there, right? Oh, they're giving him shit after he backs off. Boo! Right? Like, that's awesome.
Yeah.
That's so good.
It is just, and even just having cheers after they make a putt to win a tournament.
That's right.
Like, that helps.
Yeah.
Yep. What's up next?
I got Rory next.
Okay.
Bit of a tin cup moment he had on six on Sunday. And then the coverage just cut away because the time was up. So they had to switch to NBC. And then you didn't get to see him hit the fairway. I don't even know if they showed the shot as six iron to...
They did.
I missed it when I was trying to flip over. But
what was it? The best seven of all time?
On that hole, for sure. I would say.
On that hole.
Greatest seven ever there.
For sure.
I mean, his wedges and putter are just so meh every other week. Like, it's just, he can't seem to keep it together for four rounds.
They were quoting him, I think it was today, saying he's lost. He just doesn't know. He said sometimes he feels like he's playing so well one day, and then he'll come out the next day and poop the bed and just be very normal.
Imagine finishing top 10 at a pretty good tournament and being lost.
Yeah.
Yeah, and just having that attitude. But, hey, that's why he's there and we're here.
Yep.
Yep.
That's what we're talking about.
There was that tweet, that weird tweet that said, don't sleep on Rory's distance. Who's doing that?
Not a soul.
No. Like, when you think of, like, distance, you think Bryson. And then, I don't know, maybe DJ, but I would say I think Rory's second.
I go Rory, too. I say Rory, too.
I think it's, I think Rory's second. But, yeah.
Anyways.
That's it. It was a, I shared it in our group chat for that reason. It's just like, get a load of this guy.
But he might have found his putter. So that is encouraging. Yeah. If he can find his swing and his wedge game now, he's going to, he'll rock it, I think, up.
Yeah. You want to go to Connor's next?
Yeah. Like, yes. The whole week I was like, okay, I'm not going to say anything about him. Don't want to jinx him. We're not jinxing him. Like, because I was going to tweet about him on Saturday or Sunday or like early.
Yes.
Maybe I should have jinxed him or said something. Maybe he would have won.
Yeah,
reverse
jinx. We definitely get in our own heads because we think we have that conversation all the time. It's like, okay, we're watching golf for 7-8 hours and you just get paralyzed of what should I tweet? What should I post? Mm-hmm. I don't want to jinx him. Everyone else is doing the exact same thing that I'm thinking.
Well, some accounts post all day, right? Like
dozens
of tweets and it's like, it's too much almost.
Like I guess it's partially because not providing a whole lot of commentary. Like if you're watching, you're watching. But at the same time, if I'm not watching, I'll usually go to Twitter to get some reactions more because I can't see what's happening.
Mm-hmm.
But then a lot of those reactions aren't really telling me anything. They're just like, oh, I can't believe you did that.
Yeah.
What? I have no idea. You're on Twitter. I can't see what you're saying.
Attach a video, please. Yes.
So then it's like seven tweets of, oh, did you see that? Oh, did you see that? No, because not one of you people are posting the highlight. And then right above that, those seven tweets is the actual highlight that they're, that was pretty sweet. You're right.
But I mean, solo three, nothing to be ashamed about there.
Nothing
up
at all.
To 44th in the world. So
that swing is so nice to watch.
Yeah.
Oh.
It's interesting how he almost like breaks his left arm. Like he like bends it, like just to like kink it into the right position.
Yep. But
it works.
It's consistent. Yep.
Very consistent.
I just wish he was back to the Monday qualifier guy so I had no one to pick him.
Yeah.
Like that was a telltale sign. When he qualified on Monday, he was playing well.
Well, I knew when to pick him this week, but...
But did you?
Well, no, I chose Kolkrak instead. It was between Bezuidenhout, Connors, and Kolkrak. So Kolkrak looked good for a while.
So you picked the worst...
I did pick the worst one.
Yeah.
And what was he, 12th?
Something like that.
Still not bad.
Yeah.
Ball Strikers Paradise, guy says. Doesn't take Corey Connors.
One guy.
That doesn't even make sense.
Hey. I said his name, though. That's all that matters.
Yeah.
That's all that matters.
When you list 50 guys, a few of them are going to do good.
Three. This would be the ideal time to bring up Connor's caddy, Danny Saul, who's from our area, repping player now. So we knew that he was repping it a couple weeks ago. He started. But so with Connor's being up there, player golf on full display.
I didn't like that shirt when I saw it like in the catalog, but that's a good shirt.
The gray one?
With the little player all over.
Yeah.
I like that. That was
when
nice.
I thought the same thing. I was like, I'm not sure if I'd necessarily wear that. I would, 100%.
Yeah, now that you see it on
someone. And then it's like, now that it's on, it's like, so many of those shirts are like, they look so much better on you than me.
Yeah.
Could be like body shape and whatnot and lack of definition, but hey, we're all in that same
tall,
boat.
Tall, skinny versus short, stocky.
Maybe he's got that definition, though, now. He's working out, you know?
Yeah, I got a guy helping me.
That's it's coming. Right. It's coming. Next thing you know, we'll be filming the road trip with our shirts off.
Boy.
For the ladies.
For the
International Women's Day.
Do you have anything else?
I have lots of stuff. We want to talk about Andrew Putnam and how did he even golf in this, or did they just put his name on the leaderboard?
Friend of the pod, Andrew Putnam, episode like 51, something like that. T4 and I... we were saying, didn't see a single shot.
Backdoor top 10s never get shown. Everybody knows that.
That wasn't really a backdoor.
Homa backdoored the top 10 too. He didn't get shown once either.
So here's the problem with that, because I was going to say that this as well. First thing I did was look like, what did he shoot on Sunday? He shot 71. That's not a backdoor top 10. He was one under on Sunday. Just he was in it the entire time, and they didn't show him.
Yeah. One under was gaining strokes big time, though.
But that's what I mean, though, is like that isn't a
backdoor top 10 was Will Zalatoris. That's a backdoor top 10.
Yeah. Greasy Harv backdoor top 10.
That guy's always good.
He is always good.
He has 9 top 25s in his 12 starts on the PGA Tour.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's not bad.
Can you name one where he didn't have one?
Yeah, when I picked him.
Shit list? He's not on the shit list.
Nope. But he will be if I pick him again, and he sucks because he's in the top 50 in the world now.
Oh, right. I forgot about your shit list rules.
Dickie Werenski was playing really well and then had that tough bogey on 17.
Double on, was it?
He doubled some hole. 17. He doubled it.
17.
Oh, yeah. That's right. Tough one. Who else is it? Salatore? I mean, we could talk about Spieth.
We did.
But did we say he's got 3 top fives in his last 4 starts?
We didn't.
Well, we did now.
We did now, yeah.
Moving on to the next guy wrote down here.
Before you go on, Spieth. So 150 feet of putts Thursday, 150 feet of putts on Saturday.
That was insane.
So maybe that putter is back.
And the ace and the holo from the bunker.
Did you see the picture of his grip before he re-gripped it?
His old one?
Yeah, it was like a super stroke and it was busted in half. Like, and he just held it together.
It was used.
Like, that is something.
I think the biggest takeaway for that is that those guys, they have access to all the clubs in the world. I mean, different for irons and stuff, but access to everything, and he's been grinding on that putter, that grip for years.
Well, there's some, I mean, putter's a different story, but still, like, guys will change their grips on clubs like every tournament.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But
I think it's nice to see Spieth back in contention because they always have the camera so close and they have those boom mics. And when him and Michael start bitching at each other, it is like, it's the best to listen to those
two. It is good banter.
It's okay.
It's like annoying one to me, foot on Spieth wagon. Maybe it might just be like a shoe.
Well, that's not bad. That's better than what you made it sound like before.
Well, I just don't. I don't get what everyone's.
Yeah.
I mean, I kind of get it, but I don't get it.
Don't. He's not my favorite, but I like to see him back playing well.
It's good for golf.
That's right.
Yeah, when he's playing well, like really well, like he's like automatic, and it's fun to watch.
Yeah. Still, those short putts, you never know those 2-3 footers.
He's got to go back to staring at the hole.
Yeah.
He doesn't do that anymore. Homa. Yeah. We said he was top 10, right?
T10, I believe, yeah.
But that's just a nice story. He comes on our pod, and then he just slowly climbs up to, like, he's 38th in the world now or something like that.
Yeah, 38th.
Yeah. And don't forget, he won the Greenie for top podcast guest.
Yeah, like, he's just slow. Like, he was 100 and something last year at this time, and now he's just slowly climbed himself up to being in the conversation of, like, a legitimate top contender. Golfer in the world.
Yeah.
Yep. Fuck, he comes on again, he might be top 10 in the world.
I'll ask
probably him. Win a major.
Yep. I don't know. There's that bump is a thing, so.
Yeah.
Tyrrell Hatton, kind of a tale of 2 days.
Yeah.
4 days.
Was it ever?
Well, 70, I meant 2 separate days combined. Like Thursday and Sunday were 77s.
Gotcha.
And Saturday, Friday were like 67, 66.
Yeah.
Saturday, Friday.
Whatever. They're just like this game is 1-2 for the Oilers.
Hatton, again, a guy that when he's fun to watch too, because when he's mad at himself, it is must watch TV.
It's stressful picking him because, you know, once he starts going shitty, you're like, oh fuck, he's gonna shoot a billion today, right? Like Thursday, he starts shitting the bed early. I'm like, okay, well, he's gonna shoot 80, then comes out the next day and shoots 66.
I legitimately thought he was going to win this thing.
Yeah.
After Saturday.
Silly. Like, I was like,
he's just going to.
He's going to shoot 4 under and it's going to.
Yeah.
It's going to be good.
Well, imagine being 5 over on Thursday.
He got to 6.
6. Yeah, got to 6. And there was just like so many guys would just have quit.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And then he comes out and.
We thought you were toast for picks.
He's even par after Friday and he's 2 inside the cut line.
Yeah.
And then all of a sudden.
That was insane.
Top 10.
Where are you at on that list?
I'm getting down to the bottom here. Ricky.
Oh boy.
Dead last.
Made the cut, though. Baby steps.
Hey, watch what we're saying over there. That's
dead,
not dead
last of everyone who made the cut.
Yes, thank you.
Maybe he should switch to those more forgiving copper irons instead of the butter knives that he uses.
So yeah. Apparently,
if one thing I know about those clubs, they are not very forgiving.
So they call those ones that he released his specialty irons are like the RF 33 or something, because it took 33 iterations of them for them to get right. So now he took them out of his bag, did more modifications, because you can see on the backside there's he's ground some down, right? So someone was joking on Twitter saying, well, they need to be called the RF 34s now. Right, because
probably
he's changed them all. Yeah, exactly. Because he's
playing like
shit.
It's going to take him 34 tournaments to figure him out too. Probably.
Hey,
34 years.
I'm not giving up on him.
Sam Burns, guy just couldn't handle the pressure. He was the person who had the most money laid down on him this week to do well, and it just got to his head, I guess, because he missed the cut.
Because he had one good tournament 2 weeks ago.
I guess so, but more people.
Or last week was it?
No, 2 weeks.
I don't know.
Ago.
I wasn't drinking. I can't remember.
Yeah, but most bet on golfer and was terrible. So guys were probably a little cheesed at him after they laid all that money
stunk on
him.
Yeah, I had him on a DraftKings team.
Billy Horschel, I guess, chirped a spectator, if you call it a chirp. Yeah, that was just...
That was weak.
That was so bad.
Terrible display.
That is like the Find worst chirp to pull out is the I'm on this side, you're on that side.
Yeah, but it wasn't even... Like, I get the chirp, but it wasn't even like a good sentence. He's like, that's why I'm on this side of the fence, and the fence over there, you're on that side of the fence. He said like fence like four times.
He said that instead of this too. Yeah, he said I'm on that side and you're on that side.
Yeah, it okay.
And you know that just tore you up, Bruno.
Oh yeah.
It's poor, not just written grammar that gets this guy going. The spoken word has a yeah, as a
which is ironic because I can't speak, so
good point. Justin Rose kind of slowly disintegrated into a withdrawal. He had that straight shank out of the bunker, made a quintuple, and then just packed her in.
Called it. Yep. That was on Saturday?
Sunday.
Sunday
with
Spieth.
Sorry, Saturday.
With Spieth.
He was with Spieth.
Played by himself, yeah.
Yep.
Yeah. And then they were running that commercial all day Sunday with Rose because he's a MasterCard guy. Right, and oh hey, Justin Rose, how'd the round go today? And this is Sunday, and obviously Saturday, the day before, he WDs. It just optically, it looked a little funky,
very bad. Yeah,
is it Robert Gamez?
Gamez,
yep. Not Gamez. Gamez.
Okay. Gamez.
He shot 92. He had more doubles than pars.
Now say the best part.
What's that?
Oh yeah,
he didn't set his
card.
Yeah, I wrote coward. Like, you got to own that.
Yeah.
Everybody can see what you shot on the app.
Yeah. And the internet's not letting that disappear. Yeah.
So is that an official score for him? Do we know that?
Screenshots.
Like, I don't think so. What does it matter?
He got DQ'd for not signing his card, so I think it goes down as a DQ.
Interesting.
So savvy move.
Almost more embarrassing.
What does it matter if you turn in a 92?
Before we move on, because I think you're close to done. We also have to talk about guys pulling out. Louis Oosthuizen pulled out right like before lineup lock for DraftKings. Fucked over a bunch of people.
Including you?
Including myself.
Yep.
If I had a shit list, he would be on it because I'm very close to not taking him for a very long time.
Louis Poosthuizen or something like that?
Ooh.
Interesting.
Not bad.
How much time do you spend coming up with these?
I had
because you got one for everyone.
One for today's
five
too.
Of six made the cut in DraftKings, and he was my missed. He was my only not stings. Missed cut. That
yeah, that's bad.
Big time.
Just a couple more quick ones on here. Jason Day borrowed some guy's binoculars to find his ball up in a tree.
Yeah, I saw that.
And that was kind of neat. I guess.
I didn't watch the video. Did he find it up there? With
he found it.
Okay.
I don't know what came of it, but he found it.
Hmm. And what do you do then?
I think you just took an unplayable.
Yeah.
So you don't have to go back to the tee then?
No. No, if you can identify.
Yeah,
yeah.
Right.
Yeah. Yep.
That's the point.
Fitzy. He was chipping cross-handed.
Odd.
It was very odd.
Hmm.
I had to like rewind it and look at it because like is his glove like on the low hand here? And then
imagine that.
Twas.
Do you guys chip with gloves on?
No.
I don't.
Like, no, how, I take mine off.
Like, how far back before you?
40.
Yeah.
Almost, anything that's not a full swing.
Almost on the green.
About that.
I would say anything that's not a full swing.
You're gloving it, Canoop, you're gloving it until you're on the green?
Oh, like, yeah, a yard off the, yeah. Yeah, yeah.
I guess we should.
If it's a short chip,
I guess we should all change.
Yeah. Yeah. So you're saying we're doing it wrong?
Yeah. No. Everyone's got their own.
I think the pros have gloves on for every shot other than putts.
Which I don't understand, but okay. That's why they're pros, I guess.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, there's definitely a trend here.
Like,
for sure.
Like greenside bunker shots, I take my glove off.
Oh, absolutely.
What?
Get the feel better. I'm still terrible, but.
Okay. Interesting.
Yeah, I watch Bronell, so that's why I do it.
Out of the bunker?
So watch me in the bunkers.
Yeah. Well, you take your glove off when you putt. So exactly. You take it off in the bunker.
There you go.
Yeah. Last thing I had, I was watching the feed on Sky Sports, and I just got to say the announcers there were 200 million times better than NBC.
And that's British, right?
Yeah. And like they were clearly rooting for Lee Westwood.
Fine. That's fine.
Which is fine. Yep. But like just the way they would say things, and they weren't afraid to be like, oh, he just like he muffed that putt. Like they were just saying like when putts were coming up short, like, oh, what's he doing? Like they weren't afraid to call it how it was, and it was refreshing. Nice. I think I'm going to try and find that every time.
Well, you haven't been able to find one yet, so.
No, I think I got it figured out now.
Okay.
I was clicking the wrong button. I was just, yeah.
Canadians, pretty obvious, pretty easy here. Connor solo 3, Taylor Hadwin miscut.
That's right.
Sucks.
Not great. Aces birthday shots of the week. There was 3 aces, but I forget the last guy.
4.
There's only 3.
No, there was 3 on one hole.
You said 4, and there was only 3.
I thought there was 3 controversy. On whatever 12.
Just
or whatever.
2.
Oh. All right.
Yep. Spieth hit one, obviously, and the like announcer on that one, like, that was electric.
Yeah.
When he's like, get a roll, get in. Like, it was
good. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. It was borderline better than most.
I was listening to PGA Tour radio when that happened, and it was a nice call.
And Jazz got an ace.
That was a great reaction.
Yeah.
I'm trying to find the other one now. Oh, yeah. Christopher Ventura.
That's what it was. Yep. Ace Ventura. But Jazz's signature on his scorecard, I thought, was kind of neat. It was like a little music treble sign and then just AZZ. Just writes Jazz.
Yeah.
Yes. His dad's big into jazz. That's why it's a music symbol.
That's why his name's Jazz.
And his name's Jazz? Yes.
His name is not Jazz. It's like a knit or something like that.
But also on the leaderboards, they were just putting Jazz. Everyone else had last names and his is just Jazz.
That makes sense.
That name nailed though.
That's what I hang my hat on.
Yeah, so Jazz is his nickname.
And then, Ace Ventura was the other one. Birthdays, Jesper Parnevik.
Good one.
However old he is. And Elena Sharp.
Yeah, today.
Today. And shots of the week, anyone?
A couple aces, bunker holeouts.
Yeah,
Bryson driving.
I don't have one.
We'll just move on. We talked about all of them.
Well, I'm going to say Spieth ace.
We knew that.
Yeah.
I thought it might be the holeout.
No. Well, I had 2 written down here. Lee Westwood's drive on 6 on Sunday when he did the, like, he obviously didn't take the line and then he did the arms in the air.
Yeah.
But that was good. And then Bryson's par save on, what was it, 15?
The 14 bomb?
Or 15?
Yeah, the bomb. Oh, he just made it, like, and everyone thought he was toast. And
yes.
That was right after his audio.
Azinger did everything he could to jinx him.
Yeah.
Yeah,
no, he's probably,
it's going to be close.
Here.
It's a bogey. It's, oh, and then it almost, you could almost hear him deflate. Yeah. He was not happy.
That's what I had.
Before you guys get into news, we could pause the pod real quick if you want, because Holly Saunders just started a live video on Instagram if you guys want to check that out for a bit.
Botox, live Botox video.
Yeah. But if not, I guess we'll continue.
Yeah. You got news?
You got dude wipes?
No, I don't. I was looking.
Louis.
I wanted to give it to Louis. I wanted to give it to Ricky. I wanted to give it to a bunch of different people.
Hovland might. Should be your
Hovland.
Hovlander.
Hovlander. And who was your DK darling?
Yeah, I was also going to say that earlier. I'm like, does anyone remember what my DK darling was? Because I don't.
Well, we're
going to start writing them
you're
down.
You're useless tonight.
Can we start writing them down, please?
I thought it was Putnam.
No, it wasn't.
No, it wasn't Putnam.
That's a lot of
I credit. Do have one this week, though.
Okay.
Well, I have one every week.
It might have been Cole Crack.
I just can't remember who it is.
I think it was
Cole Crack. I'm going to look at last week's, while you pull this up, I'm going to look at last week's DraftKings teams, and it was on there, so obviously.
It was Cole Crack, but yeah.
Okay, well, let's get to the news.
You think so? Yep. That's not darling territory.
Quick ones.
Yeah, well, they're quick. Amazon has announced a partnership with the PGA to show every shot.
How much?
I don't know. I have no idea. I didn't read the article. Price? I saw the headline.
Free.
Huh?
Price.
Yes, free. It's free.
Yep. But apparently, so Twitter was kind of all over it anyway, because they said the same thing last year. We got the full round, first round in, and it was not every shot. So we'll see.
Yeah, the players are showing every shot.
That's where I was
Thursday too.
Thursday, the players are showing every single shot. 93 cameras, whatever else they're doing, but
can't wait.
Keep it going forever.
Yeah. Why only
do
some
it forever?
Yeah. Why is it only the players on Thursday and the Masters?
It's probably this is probably a market research.
Yeah,
one this week.
Is there any chance it was Tom Hoagie?
No, I wasn't.
Okay, because the only other guy on my DraftKings team was Putnam.
Yeah, I think it was Cole Crack.
Well, we can. I mean, we.
No one cares.
Well, I tell you what. If they had Putnam in the DraftKings lineup and they listened to me,
they were happy.
I did.
Tiger stats. Tiger stats of the week. His all-time win rate is 22.28%, going back to 93 or something like that, with over 100 rounds played.
1983.
That's it? That's a stat?
1983.
Yeah. 22.28%.
This ain't a cherry pick stat. Rory is second at 9.42%.
That ain't cherry picked.
I'm surprised he's that high.
The only way that's cherry picked is if 82 and you start to pull back 82 and before that, then it starts to skew a bit. But
well, it would with like those.
Yeah.
Like if you brought
in. I think
that's
where they stopped it.
Yeah.
Snead and whatnot. But
yeah.
Another next. One was another Tiger stat was he has 8 wins at Bay Hill and Brooks has 8 wins total.
Yeah.
Like, who cares? Ricky has 5 wins total. So.
Yeah. So does Tom Lehman.
Yeah. That was the biggest surprise for me on that list.
Ricky has 5 wins?
That and Tom Lehman only had 5.
Yeah, that is a little. Keeping on the Tiger train, court documents revealed that he was actually found unconscious when the first person came up to his vehicle.
I can only imagine the smile on your face when that news hit.
Well, everyone knows. Everyone knows that something was going on there.
So, like, I forgot to say this last week, but that was where I wanted to go with the whole wearing red and black, right? So they're all showing this support. And then what if this week it had come out?
Yes.
He was high as a kite. Or whatever on whatever. That doesn't
look
very
wise.
Yeah,
no, I completely agree. That's and the fact that he did not die.
He was not dead.
He
still is not dead.
Yeah. I'm glad they didn't do it this week as well.
Yeah. Like it's just weird.
Yeah.
To me.
Next.
Man in Florida made 3 aces in 5 days.
Next. There's no way. There's no way.
Why is there no way? There's all these things where guys make aces in back-to-back rounds, like amateurs and stuff.
I mean,
like,
probably playing on like a
Silverwood.
His home course. He's par 3 course. Okay.
Does it matter?
80-yard par 3s.
Doesn't matter.
Yeah.
Still 3 aces in 5
days. That's pretty good.
If it happened, yep. It's pretty cool.
Knoop and I have them, so we can confirm. They are attainable.
Oh, Jesus.
It's not a unicorn thing, bro.
Brooks Koepka withdrew from the players' knee injury. I can only assume it's from breaking all those clubs over them.
Ah. Never even thought of that.
Me neither.
You think sure.
Man, I can only imagine Harv preparing this week's episode, just a giant grin on his face the whole time. The Tiger news, this news.
Rick. Full rod,
I got a good one for this one.
Hey. That was a good one. One more here. Andrew Martin on the Australasia Tour played the back 9 or the front 9. I don't know. 1-9, he went eagle, birdie, par, bogey, eagle, eagle, eagle.
Yeah, 4 eagles on 1-9.
3 in a row.
Yeah.
Like.
Golf, man.
That's video impressive. Game shit.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's 2K21. You do that and you still finish tied for 56th.
Oh, yeah. The online tournaments are just stupid. Like,
yeah.
What a way to just
kill a game.
Shitty about yourself.
If you ain't 36 under in 2 rounds, you ain't in yeah. contention.
And like you're playing good and you're like, yeah, I'm like 16 under. And then you're like, I'm T 280th. Like, what?
Stupid nerds. Yeah, anyways, next. Nerds.
They wreck everything.
They do. It's a pandemic.
Yeah, it is. It is.
It's the real pandemic. Yeah. Last one before we get to the tour recaps, but Phil Mickelson fell out of the top 100 for the first time in his career. That's 1,425 weeks inside the top 100.
Like, it's
it's impressive.
Yeah, like, I'm only like 1,800 weeks old, so he's been in there.
Crazy.
So I almost my whole lifetime.
So that's that. Where's Tiger right now?
In the world,
like, I'm just thinking,
40-ish.
He's outside top 15.
Yeah, he is.
Is he?
Yeah,
it's like 60.
Because it's like that. I assume Tiger's also never been outside of it.
Pardon me. He was like 1,600th for a while.
Oh, right.
Remember when he took 2 years off?
Because he took 2 years off, right? Yeah. Right. Oh, that little tidbit. But yeah. So then that leads me to, is that what kind of, on the impressive scale, where does that put
Phil?
Yeah. Like, that many wins.
What does
it
come?
Yeah. What about wins, all this stuff? Like, where does it rank on the impressive list?
I don't know how impressive that is.
Like, it's, to be honest, it's neat,
I don't know.
But like,
I don't know.
Till next year when they say 1,477 weeks inside the top 125. Like, it's going to keep going. Yep. Like, you can make these up about anything.
Yeah, that's true.
Longevity is an impressive thing, though. You got to give it.
Yeah.
Well, it's longevity. That's a good point, because I just mentioned that the whole Tiger thing, and Tiger had to be injured for 2 years to actually fall out of it.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, no, and not take very long to take very long to come back. Yeah. And
I'd like to see Faldo's just for comparison, but
it ain't close.
Okay, quick.
Was that a Squares tie-in? Well, we'll get to that down the road.
Quick around the world here. Euro Tour, no tournament this week. It's the Qatar Masters coming up this week.
Yeah.
LPGA had the Drive On Championship, won by Austin Ernst.
She kind of ran away with it.
Yeah, won by 5. At least they filled the vase up this tournament. Same vase, just put some colorful...
Just 100 Volvix in there.
A bunch of Volvix. I was going to say, I actually thought they were Volvix. They weren't?
They were, yeah.
Oh, okay. Scooped it out of a ball pit.
Look,
nothing
cool,
wrong. Nothing wrong with a Volvix when you're on tilt. I throw a couple of my son's colored...
It's like hitting
Volvix
a marshmallow, though.
It's so weird hitting those things. Yeah.
Did you guys watch any of that? The girls?
A little bit.
The ladies?
Not much.
No.
Brooke had an off week.
Yeah.
T44.
That course was made up with a bunch of replica holes from famous golf courses. So a couple from Augusta, St. Andrews.
Is that the one in Vegas?
I don't know where that one was, to be honest. I can't remember where it was.
I did watch California, but mostly just to see all of the replica holes.
Because I know Jack designed a course in Vegas that's just replica holes. But it was something like stupid. It was stupid expensive to play it when I was down there.
My favorite part about the entire course was the replica of 12 at Augusta, and the bridge.
Yeah,
has the mats over the bridge, so it's like cart mats over top of this. What's that bridge? Why can't I think of the name of it?
Hogan Bridge.
Hogan's Bridge. Yeah. So it's like, oh yeah, it's a perfect replica of it, and it's got those white drivable mats to maintain the bridge on it. It's like, meh. Probably could take those down for the tournament.
That's
I think.
Yeah.
Just don't want people chewing it up. Corn Ferry Tour, no tournament, not another one for 2 weeks. And the Champions Tour, no tournament. They still got 5 weeks off before they play again.
The dream.
Hmm.
3 weeks, 3 day tournaments, no cut.
VJ, lots of time to practice.
They're still warming up from last week.
Oh, yeah. Good point. And nice that's one. It for the news.
All right.
Bracket time.
Bracket talk.
You recapping?
Well, I can if you want me to.
So another week's gone by, so we had 7 matchups. The top 32 is decided, and now the top seeds we're on our fourth and final one tonight.
What?
No, we're through the
top ones last night. Yeah. Today's our first
four, twelve.
So we're done all the ones.
Three of the four handily went through. Waskasoo beat Riverhurst. Kenosi destroyed White Bear. Riverside beat up on Avonlea, and then there was that little. Almost hiccup with main prize giving Elmwood a run for their money.
Big time run for their money.
Yeah.
Beat them on Twitter, didn't
they? Which I thought was quite amazing considering how poorly Main Prize did last year.
Yes. Sometimes you just have to reflect on mistakes made in the past. I thought Elmwood had such a good social media following last year and had a really solid run until I think they lost to Royal Regina. I completely
misread the situation.
Yes, they did not show up like I thought they were going to as a one seed, but we'll see. Maybe they can turn things around.
I can't wait to play Main Prize this year now.
I'm excited.
I mean, is it good? I don't know.
We're going to find out.
I've only played it when I've had a billion drinks. So
hopefully
I'm
it's in good shape in me, in late May.
Five.
Well, we could probably still have a billion.
Yeah. True.
Other three matchups, Green Hills narrowly beat Chinook.
Yep.
But, I mean, they deserve to get through.
I needed that one.
Why?
Because I don't have many courses going
through 32.
Except I have Green Hills.
No, I do.
Oh, no, I have Northern Meadows.
Yeah.
Yeah, you wouldn't trade me Green Hills for something.
Yeah, because they're
awesome. Can't even remember because he drafted one team, then traded for a bunch of other teams.
Mandatory trades. Yep, you're right. Candle beat the wheels off Shell and a bit of a weird one there.
But that's what I'm expecting. Yeah, Candle's showing up.
They are.
Yeah, I don't know.
Not as much as Mad.
It makes no sense. Like, yeah. I don't know. And then Willow Bunch destroyed the Hillcrest.
Yeah.
Which,
yeah.
Who cares?
Boy, did we get embarrassed.
And as of right now, Madge Lake is absolutely obliterating Silverwood.
We'll see what happens tomorrow.
See what happens tonight.
Yeah. We,
it's like,
yeah,
all those people across the world, they still got to vote.
Yeah. All those. Yeah. We got to get it out.
Just need
all
the right retweets and other things going on, and they're right back in this.
I will say, Madge Lake is showing up and putting the bracket on notice. They get Waskasoo.
They're putting in a lot of effort. I'm impressed.
Madge Lake has the most votes right now on Instagram of any course so far. Now, granted, they are playing Silverwood, so they're probably getting a bunch of the people that hate the Silverwood voting for them.
Which makes no sense.
It's a par three, man.
It's a great course.
It's a great, it's a great par three. You're right.
It's a great course.
Which is a par three course.
That's irrelevant. It's irrelevant.
So we got, what are we in? Four fives, technically.
Yeah,
and then we'll get into the three sixes.
Yeah, Loon Lake against Deer Valley tomorrow, and then I'm not sure.
And then we'll have, I think, 1-2-7 or 2-10 or whatever just next Monday.
You also forgot to bring up Rusty Shovel.
I did not forget to bring up the Rusty Shovel.
Oh, okay.
Because the Rusty Shovel is the sponsor of the bracket. Now, we talked about it the first time. I think I posted in the group because we talked about the Rusty Shovel and their turf, I think, first week.
Yeah, we talked turf, means. Then we talked sprinklers.
Yes, that's right. I was looking more into the stuff that they were doing for turf, and I just wanted to bring it up. I think I posted it for you guys. Anyway, let's get to picks. And
you
I'll
look
bring
it
up.
Rusty Shovel. So, side note, I do want to talk. I do need to talk to Sean. So, I talked last week, maybe it was the week before, about having to get a pool for the backyard.
Mm.
So that you can go on your golf trips this year.
That's right. And I can golf during the day, obviously. And give my family something to do. But we have underground sprinklers in the backyard. So that messes with the whole chi in my backyard. So I need to talk to Sean and figure out how I can plug one of those sprinklers so it doesn't spray all over my
pool.
Sock.
Right?
Well, I don't know. I got there's got to be a plug. Like, you can take out the plug.
That's the first
maybe.
Thing I thought of.
Oh, absolutely.
Be
you can take the head off and just put a...
Yeah. So it just
they
flows
right
through.
That's there.
It's
got
to be something.
Yeah, it's a sock.
Well, you could just buy caps for that, hey?
Yeah.
Sounds cool, but whatever. Yeah.
Okay.
You do you.
But anyway,
it's called living thrifty.
Yeah, no. So what I was going to say about, yes, you can get a cap.
Okay.
You know, also, I probably have access to those caps through the Rusty Shovel, through the old side gig. But he sent me, because I was asking, we were talking more about it. We started... 2 weeks ago talking about the turf, and I was like, well, what is the turf? What, like, if I'm looking it up and what you can supply, what is it called? So he sent me it's tour approved. It's called Shot Turf. And so it's basically a special putting surface designed to accept shots from distances up to 60 plus yards without bouncing off. So that's one of them. And the other one was T-line, where you can actually put tees into this. So T-line is a specially golf hitting mat designed to hold a real tee with an ultra-dense face weight, perfect for adding a chipping mat to your putting green.
Interesting.
So getting a T-line mat and then having a putting green up to 60 yards away, I mean, that's a pretty big yard you got it.
I know when I built that green in my aunt and uncle's place, like, it must have evolved since now, but how it was held down was like you just dumped like a truckload of sand on it and you just brush the sand over and over and over until it all like settles down below the carpet, and that just holds it down. And then you can hit full shots in there and they like bounce and just stop.
Yeah. So I'll homework for next week, for next week's Rusty Shovel bracket recap will be, how do you install this? Rusty Shovel doesn't do install. You have to buy it and either get a contractor to do it or do it yourself. I'll find out. Does that work?
Yeah.
Is that my homework?
That's a good way.
Yeah, yep. Thanks.
Pick recap. This is becoming a trend here, but Canoop won the week again. Bruno picked the week winner.
How many pick winners has there been since we changed the rules?
Every week, I think.
It's awesome. I love it.
It's stupid.
How mad are you?
I think if you win the week, you should get more points.
And we're not going through this again. We're not going through this again. That's ridiculous.
Picking the winner
is worth a try.
What it's all about, though.
Yes.
Correct.
I agree. Yeah. It's bragging rights, really.
No, it's about who has the most points at the end of the year.
Right. You can do it in a variety of ways.
Yeah. Well, as soon as I add those retractive winners up there.
For the QB shootout.
Well, I won't do that till the end.
Got to see where the points lie first.
So the total standings right now are Harv 18, Bronell 18, Canoop 10, Matty B 7, Randy 2.
It didn't take him long to catch me. How many points this week?
Randy's out.
This is a four tournament, isn't it?
He stinks.
Players is part of the majors for four.
Yes, it is.
Yes.
Oh.
It's not a major.
That changes everything.
It's a three-pointer.
No, it's 600 FedEx Cup points.
Yeah, it's
not a major.
It's the fifth major.
Based off of FedEx Cup points.
It's the fifth major.
It's a four-pointer.
Bro.
Next person that calls it the fifth major is getting fucking pistol whipped. It's not a major. It's the four majors are worth four.
I thought we added this.
No, the WGCs, the players, and the Canadian Open are worth three.
No, oh, it I is think he's right. No, it's based off of FedEx Cup points.
No, Olympics is worth 4 points.
Bingo.
Nope.
Yes.
We said it was based off of FedEx Cup points.
No, we didn't.
No, we didn't.
You're making that up. It's completely.
I mean,
made
you
up.
Guys make up rules for this all the time.
We
don't
said
look at
I mean,
me. I have no idea.
Are we picking four guys then? If it's worth four?
No. Our whole thing was.
Well, we pick four for the majors, so.
We said we did the tiered thing based off of FedEx Cup points.
We can check the tapes after and yes, confirm this.
I know for a fact
it has nothing to do with FedEx Cup points.
I'm pretty sure
the Canadian Open is worth three, man.
What?
The Canadian Open is worth three. It's not worth more than the Arnold Palmer if it's FedEx Cup based.
No, I know we made it off FedEx Cup.
No, we didn't.
We didn't.
No.
He's an idiot.
Sure. I'm not 100% convinced that players isn't four, but...
Can we at least agree that we know that the FedEx Cup is worth the same amount as majors for FedEx Cups? Because it's worth 600. Yeah,
doesn't
Masters
matter.
Is worth 600.
Okay.
Doesn't whatever. Matter.
Pick recap. Canoop had Spieth 4, Hatton 21, Hovland, or is it Hovlander? Hovland 44 for a 24.67 average.
Wow, decimals.
You're welcome, by the way.
Yeah, I needed those picks.
Harv had...
He didn't pick Spieth. He was given Spieth because I picked Burns.
That's true. Yeah. And he had the chance to
take
him.
Because you gave me false intel.
Well, it's called gamesmanship.
Yeah.
Harv had Rory 10th, Zalatoris 10th, and EVR 57th for a 25.67 average.
One behind.
Almost greased it.
You would have agreed to that was
that. That would have been really greasy.
Bronell had Bryson 1st. Kokrak 8th, and Leishman missed the cut for 73 for a 27.33 average.
So wins the week, but third again.
And just lost like another guy to the shit list, though. Yeah. Lost another guy.
Oh, yeah.
So we got
you talk about Leishman?
Suck JM, Scotty Scheffler.
He would have been great on Sunday in that wind.
Jason Dudd, Dustin Johnson, and now Mark Leishman.
That's my favorite thing in the pod.
Five of them on there already.
Maddie B had Patrick Reed, miscut, 73. Sam Burns? That's Marty right. Burns. No, Sam Burns. 73 miscut. And Fitzy, 10th, 52 average. Randy had Brandon Grace, 26. Tom Hoagie, miscut. Hudson Swafford, miscut for a 57 average.
All right, Players Week.
Yeah.
So, yeah, this is the one-year anniversary of COVID.
The shutdown. Matsu's win.
The Matsu's win. Chainsmokers concert, next day shutdown.
Yeah.
Should we hold it? Yeah, let's do it. Let's and do we don't even finish the next round.
Oh, yeah, top five
first. Top five.
Oh.
He pulled out his secret sheet.
Top five players. Got to be it. Player Golf. PLYLGolf.com.
Players Championship at TPC Sawgrass. At top five saws.
I knew it. I was trying to get ahead of it. One, then two. Whoa. 5, 4, 3, 2, 1 in reverse order.
Yeah, we're going five first.
I mean, one's the best.
Number
one's
five.
Definitely the best.
Well, I think we got a different list then. Number five, chainsaw. It's by far the best saw.
Versatile.
And you just feel like a man just revving that thing up.
Pulling that cord. Sure,
pulling the cord and just revving it up before you even cut anything.
You got to prime that little thing first.
Yeah,
so.
Exactly.
Little thumb button.
It's a big like man moment when you fire up a chainsaw and just cut something down.
Yep.
Whether it's a tree or just whatever.
A fence,
anything. It's
neighbor's fence.
Feeling. Number four, jigsaw.
The puzzles?
Nope.
Oh.
The bad guy from the Saw movies.
Damn it. I'm a big jigsaw puzzle guy.
I was wondering. I thought someone might
When
just
was
think
the last time
saw.
You completed a jigsaw puzzle?
Like the other day.
Oh, okay.
You just one of those guys that just has one loose on a table and you just kind of tinker at it?
Every time I go to my parents, there's one there and I just finish it.
And your mom gets mad at you.
Yeah. We've been working on that for months.
Yeah.
Obviously not, Mom.
Yeah. Number three, Warsaw, Poland.
Oh, wow.
Beautiful, storied history.
I mean, he started off great.
He really taught my worst one just with that alone.
Yeah. Oh.
Was this rewards program?
Yeah. Number two, C. A seesaw. That's a hell of a activity for kids. When you just, especially like...
So
with
why
your kids, you just like hold them up and then let it drop. And
So why didn't you just say war and jig if you're just saying C?
Well,
why didn't you say seesaw?
It just made more sense.
Yeah, I think the delivery was perfect.
Okay.
Yeah. And number one, obviously, Hacksaw Jim Duggan.
Yeah. Well, that's a guarantee. As soon as you said saw, I'm like, it's got to be hacksaw. I wasn't sure if hacksaw, the actual hacksaw, would be in the list as well.
Well, probably you know my... Yeah, favoritism for versatility. So yeah, hacksaw could have been on that list.
Yeah.
What about Terry Sawchuk?
Oh, I was looking for guys. I couldn't think of one. I had Tom Sawyer. And Sawfish. Like that's just a. You watch like river. You watch like river that. Monsters or anything like that when they catch those big fish.
Best show. That's so good.
That's a decent list, actually. Tom, it's probably in the running to make my top five worst top fives lists. But
hey, it's my goal with my top fives to just get you on edge.
Yeah. And today's Tom Sawyer gets high on you. Oh,
it's almost like I thought of
Got
that
it.
When
Got
I
it.
Put him on there.
Today's Tom Sawyer gets high on you.
Players. So today the PGA Tour put out a video. Best shot of every hole at the Players. What do you think they put out for 17?
Not better than most.
They put out better than most.
Really?
Really.
You're telling me that's better than Freddie Couples dunking, goes in the water, then dunks an ace for a par on 17?
I don't think it's better than when Keimer made that putt from the front of the green to win when he won.
Yes.
But Couples made an ace for a par.
Yeah.
Best par ever.
Yeah, that's
I think I don't
What was the one
yeah,
on
better than
the
most
par
it
five
definitely
Rom
the best.
Slicing it out of the bunker into the water.
Phil was on there once though.
I think I just think 16, 17, 18 are just this is what you live for in this tournament.
Yeah.
I saw
it's the best one.
I saw Golf Digest put out a thing ranking the top 100 golfers in this. And somehow Ricky was 70th and How's he better than 30 guys right now?
He ain't.
Exactly.
No.
Yeah. Stupid. Well, he proved it last week.
Maybe he was, I think he was better than
exactly 30 guys last week.
Yeah, maybe.
Well, it's the strongest field in golf, so apparently. They keep saying it over and over again. Yeah.
That's what they tell
they've
us.
They've said it so many times that you actually start to believe it.
Yeah.
I guess I can get on board with that.
And the payout is enormous.
Picks.
Four Canadians, Connors, Hadwin, Hughes, Taylor. The big four. And my prediction this week, an old fella will be in contention.
Define old.
How old?
40
like
plus.
Like 40s.
Yeah, 40 plus.
2019.
There's no way he said it if it
Jay
wasn't 40
Jay Bone Furyk
plus.
Was second and in 2014, you said, too. Ken Duke was right up there in 2016. Sabs has been up there. Poulter. There's been guys that are... There's always an old guy in the top five. So this year, Phil?
No. Yeah. No chance.
Maybe Westwood again?
It could be Westwood again.
I was going to say top Stricker, five, but he's not playing.
Yeah.
Should be.
You were hoping for Stricker.
They had him on PGA Tour Live on Sunday, and I didn't even know he was playing in the tournament.
Well, you know who played in this last tournament? Lumpy.
Played in the Arnold Palmer?
Yeah.
Missed no way.
Yeah.
Hmm. Wow. How?
Can't wait to get Tim Herron on the show.
He's been quiet on Twitter lately.
Yeah.
No better time than now to reach out.
Yeah. He's
perfect. All right, Canoop, you going first?
I guess so. I was just thinking as I'm looking through all these odds and who I want to pick, I wish I didn't have the first pick overall.
Yeah,
this week.
I know it's hard. You got all the pressure. I mean, good place to be.
Yeah, last week you picked the loved your first pick last week and still won.
Yeah, so. Still won. so maybe the smart choice would be to go back to him this week, but that's not what I'm going to do. I'm going to go to the champion 2 weeks ago. I'm going to go with Colin Morikawa.
Yeah.
Ball strikers paradise again. He's just, if he's got that flat stick figured out, he's going to roll this week.
Yeah.
But the greens might be too tricky for him this week. They're supposed to be... Weird.
You don't think they were tricky at the concession?
Yeah. They ain't this one.
I don't know.
We'll find out.
We'll see.
Only
but
time
strokes
will
tell. Gained approach is the number one stat for betting this week.
I think he's okay there.
Yeah, he's fairly decent.
He's
at
first.
That part.
Yeah. Yeah.
Hmm. Well, I'm going to go Jordan Spieth.
I thought I'd get
you
him
prick.
Out of force.
I was going with him.
You were too?
Oh, yeah. Well, absolutely. I was going for him.
He's outside the top 50.
He's outside the top 50.
Oh my!
He's the best.
God.
He's the
he's
best
missing
possible.
The cut this week.
He's
guys.
The best possible third pick.
Bet somebody, not me. Bet somebody.
You know what?
Have to.
Yeah. All right.
It's a no-brainer.
I guess
I'll
go
to the end of the pod, and I think I might make that bet.
Okay.
I guess I'll pick the 11th best guy in strokes gained approached, and probably the easiest pick ever, Tony Finau. Because a guaranteed top five finish.
That's where
pretty
I
pretty much
go.
Guaranteed. Yeah,
well, we'll see.
Wow. So I have
literally
all,
everybody.
Yeah, all these guys.
I mean, it's the strongest field in golf. So,
well, I mean, I don't know how well he's going to do this week, but I'll take DJ.
Yeah. Smart choice.
Have to.
Very smart. I couldn't. So
I need to try to get not last again. Although last is a good spot to be in picks. If you're not going to finish first, you should finish last. So normally you could pick Jordan Spieth right now or next and get your top.
But everybody's
guy.
Onto that now. So
yeah, everyone's onto it. Yeah. So I'll take DJ.
This guy's just staring me in the face. There's two guys, and I'm going to talk about them both.
And then pick one of
your bases. Yeah.
Maybe pick one of them. We'll see.
You're turning into me. You're already doing the jinx stuff in the group chat every time.
This guy's been very good
to
me.
He's kind of like all of our three worst characteristics all rolled into one.
That's exactly
the
what
jinx
is.
Thing. He
that's
doesn't
endearing.
Have a great memory, so and he kind of trolls a little. I mean, not that I
and,
do, but he kind of does.
And then on the reverse side of that, he's actually the three best parts of our golf game in one guy.
Yeah.
Wow. Right?
Yeah.
He's our three worst parts as a pod. In one, but the three best parts in golf.
So we're down to Patrick Cantlay. He's been super good to me, and he's playing unbelievable. But the other guy just hits it so great, so straight, and putts so solid. He has a good track record here.
Ooh, I know who you're picking.
Webb Simpson.
Mm. Is that who you're picking?
Yep.
Shit.
He's been a bit quiet lately, but I'm sure he'll be up there.
He was top 10 in the last tournament he played.
Oh, me?
A bit quiet. I don't know. seem quiet.
This guy's always good. He's always good. Will Zalatoris.
Wow.
He's always good.
It's good true. Pick. You know who else is always good?
Well, Rory McIlroy. There you go.
Xander Schauffele. Always good.
Oh, really?
Always good.
Oh,
I can't
man.
Wait till I he's on sure your shit taking, list this week.
I hope taking, he makes the shit list.
I thought you were taking Rahm or McIlroy for sure, and I was going to come from the clouds with Xander.
Well, I was going to take Rahm, but I can't afford to lose him if he misses the cut.
Oh, yeah. You're never going to take Rahm because you can't afford him to be on the shit list. Smart,
I'm
really.
Okay with X being on it.
Okay, well, I'll think about Rahm or Rory and JT for the next little bit here because you guys can't. Oh, Harv can take one of them.
Yeah. JT's been a popular pick too.
I'll let Harv decide who he picks first.
If nobody picks Cantlay, he's winning the thing. I'm telling you right now.
I'm going to let Harv decide between Rahm, JT, Rory, and Cantlay. Okay. And I'm going to go outside top 50.
He's going to pick someone else. Don't forget Hovland.
Oh boy, this is Neiman. This is a doozy.
So many guys. We should be picking four for this. Are you going to pick or no?
Well, if it's
I'm still looking. Yeah. Time's up.
No, it's not.
On the clock.
I'm going to get on the record that my DK darling, who's 7,200 this week's Matt Kuchar, who's 51st in the world.
Mm-hmm.
Nice.
I might pick him still.
And old.
I know.
And old.
It's got to be outside the top 50, right?
Yeah, it can't be 50.
Oh, because 50 is Lonto. Don't mind Lonto. And Siwoo Kim is 54.
He withdrew last week, though.
I know. I'm going to take Matt Kuchar.
Siwoo shot 65 in the first round last year, though.
Yeah. I'm going to take Matt Kuchar.
Nobody took Matsu either, hey?
Nope. Should he start this tournament in the lead because of last year?
He should. They should absolutely be doing that.
Just carry on.
Yep.
Everybody loves a good story, so I'm going to go Chris Kirk this week.
Ah.
From outside top 50.
Played very well last week.
Very well last. He's been sneaky, right? You see him up on the leaderboard. Yep. Not in the top 10, but I'll take a top 30 out of him.
Yep.
Might get you there.
Yep.
All right, Harf, which one are you taking?
Oh, boy.
Rahm, Rory, JT, Cantlay are your four options.
You have to take Rory.
Oh, there's more options than that.
No, those are the four. Those are the four. It's Harv we're talking. Those
he takes Hovland all the time.
He's not today. Not with those guys on the board. Not today. I guarantee you he's not. Look at
him. I'm so torn.
Rory's lost right now.
Which two are you torn on? Rory and Rahm?
No, Rahm and Hovland.
But I guaranteed he's not taking Hovland, so he's taking Rahm.
Yeah, I'm going to take Rahm just because it's going to feel so good to get a win when he left him for three rounds.
If he wins this week, I might be hidden to the bridge. I'll be hitting the bridge.
You're going to head to more bottles.
Piss tank.
Yeah.
The pickle.
Quick 16.
My third pick, you ever heard of him? Keegan Bradley. T16 in 2019.
Good.
Solid last week. Mm-hmm. Really bends his knees when he swings. And he's ninth in strokes gained approach. Ninth.
You know what he needs to do is get rid of those red shoes.
Those are terrible. Those Jordans?
I'm not a fan of any of those Jordan shoes.
I'm just happy you remembered his name.
I don't mind the Jordans. I just don't like the red.
Yeah.
Okay, so I'm last before Randy Man.
Yep.
So I got Rory or JT.
Please don't take an hour to pick your last pick.
I'll take Rory.
Yeah. He's lost.
It's a good pick.
Yeah, he'll be fine.
I tell you what, DJ. He's about to be found.
You have DJ and Rory?
DJ, Rory.
Wow.
And Kuchar.
So here's a fun fact.
So we faded JT yet again.
And Cantlay.
Oh, and Cantlay. Oh, boy. That's not going to be. Maybe Randy took Cantlay.
The last defending champ to top 10 at the Players was Adam Scott in 2005.
So Rory won
but
last.
But is there technically.
Rory's a defending champ.
A defending champion last year, though. That might.
Yeah.
Yeah. Can we. Can I reach out to can you give me Randy's number? I'd love to reach out to him to say that he should start as a rule. Just say, I will take any players that are playing inside the top 10 that aren't picked by you guys. So then Randy Man now gets JT and Hovland.
No.
By default.
We're not changing the Randy
he
rules.
He would roll us, I bet you.
I mean, we can run it
just,
by him.
Can you run it
got?
By him, please?
Who's he got? Yeah. Get this over with. He stinks.
Can you run it by him, please?
This might be a week for the Randy man.
You're starting to fudge the numbers a little bit, eh?
No.
Okay.
It's the same thing. The algorithm goes in. Like, this isn't difficult. The algorithm goes in. It spits out numbers. He sends me those picks.
Okay.
I regurgitate them on the pod.
Let's hear them this week.
So the numbers came out 119, 98, 23. 119 is Scottie Scheffler.
Ooh. Okay.
98 is Henrik Norlander.
Okay.
I mean, that's got you written all over it.
What are you talking about? When did I get a doctorate? 23 is Tony Finau.
No way. Scheffler, wow. Finau, and
Norlander.
So we got ourselves a boat race.
So again,
I've never heard anything more made up than that.
Here's the numbers, and those are the names associated.
Well, I know. I know what you wrote down there, yeah.
COVID isn't a thing in Florida, so if any of those three pull out, he has number 2, Abe Ancer, or number 65, Russell Knox.
Oh, even his backups are solid, hey?
What a solid team, yep.
Yeah.
It's almost like it's random.
Almost, yeah, almost.
I do think we should almost have a side to Randy. You know what? I'm going to start keeping track of it. The highest ranked players that we don't pick, and then the highest guy outside the top 50 that we don't pick.
I don't think we've picked the winner in like the last 4 tournaments, man.
Yeah,
well, we'll see. I set a record 2 weeks ago.
You can't just tell me to not do it. I'm still going to do it.
Okay. I just don't think your theory is any good at all.
Well, I see that. I could see it written all over your face.
You just got to come up with a clever name for it. Like Randy Miser.
And it's different at the players and the majors where every single good player is playing, whereas in some of these other tournaments where, you know, only half the top 20 guys are playing.
Off the pod, I'm about to tell you how last week would have went. Because I haven't done it yet, obviously. We'll find out.
Okay. Can't wait.
You're on the edge of your seat. I can see it.
Also, that was a lie. There's no way I'm going back to do it. I'm only doing it this week.
Yeah.
All right. You guys got anything else?
No.
Hello, pod. We're going to be, if I can chew this up here in a second, we'll be sub 90 minutes.
Nice.
Jeez.
We'll be back. Obviously, next week we're going to have a long one too because we're going to have the players to recap. Strongest field in golf. But until next week, that wraps it up for us. Time for us to hit the clubhouse.